Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're doing a deep dive on one of the most dominant financial infrastructure companies in the world, Visa. Ticker symbol V. It's a name that's been under a bit of pressure lately, down about 14% over the past year. But the narrative around disruption and regulation is shifting. So let's cut through the noise and figure out if this is a buying opportunity or a value trap. Before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Visa is essentially the plumbing of the global digital payment system. They don't lend money, they don't set interest rates, they just facilitate transactions between consumers, merchants, and financial institutions. Every time you swipe a Visa card, they take a tiny fee. And that model has generated enormous predictable cash flows for decades. The company was founded in 1958 and is headquartered in San Francisco. It's led by CEO Ryan McInerney, and it employs about 28,800 people. Visa operates in what's called the financial services sector, specifically credit services. And here's the key stat. It has a market cap of over $618 billion. That's massive. It's a true blue-chip giant with a beta of just 0.78, meaning it's less volatile than the overall market. Now let's talk about how Visa actually makes its money. Revenue segmentation is critical here. In fiscal year 2025, Visa generated $40 billion in total revenue. The biggest chunk came from data processing revenues at nearly $20 billion, followed by service revenues at about $17.5 billion, and international transaction revenues at $14.2 billion. There's also a line for client incentives, which is basically rebates they give to partners. That was about $15.8 billion, a subtraction from gross revenue. Geographically, about 61% of revenue comes from outside the U.S., which gives them incredible diversification. The U.S. makes up the remaining 39%. Now let's get into the recent earnings performance. For the fiscal year 2025, Visa reported net income of $20.1 billion, up from $19.7 billion in 2024. Earnings per share came in at 10.22 cents on a diluted basis, compared to $9.73 the year prior. That's a solid 5% growth in EPS. But what's really impressive is the operating income, nearly $24 billion, and their net profit margin, over 50%. That's insane for any business, let alone one with this kind of scale. They also generated over $23 billion in operating cash flow and $21.6 billion in free cash flow. This is a cash printing machine. Let's go to the earnings call transcript from their fiscal first quarter of 2026, which they reported at the end of January. Management highlighted strong financial performance, with revenue growing double digits year over year. They specifically called out growth in cross-border volumes and value-added services. They also mentioned that they're raising their full-year guidance for both net revenue and adjusted EPS. On the innovation front, they talked about tokenization, commercial solutions, and their expanding role in stablecoin settlements. Management was confident that despite regulatory headwinds, the long-term secular shift from cash to digital payments remains firmly intact. Let's dig into the balance sheet and key metrics. Visa has an enterprise value of about $637 billion. Their current ratio is 1.9, which is healthy, and they have very manageable debt. Debt to equity is just 0.667. Return on equity, nearly 59%. Return on invested capital, over 32%. These are world-class numbers. Their free cash flow yield is about 3.4%, and the dividend yield is just under 0.8%. But don't let the low yield fool you. Visa has been aggressively buying back shares, reducing the share count by about 3% annually. That's a huge tailwind for EPS growth. Now let's run through a SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths. Visa has an unparalleled network effect. The more merchants accept Visa, the more consumers want to use it, and vice versa. That's a massive moat. They also have incredible financial discipline, high margins, low capital intensity, and massive free cash flow. On the weakness side, they face ongoing regulatory and legal scrutiny. The DOJ lawsuit is a real overhang, and it's created headline risk that has kept the stock down. Opportunities are huge. The global shift from cash to digital payments is still in its early innings, especially in emerging markets. Plus, stablecoins and blockchain-based settlement could open new revenue streams. Their partnership with Braile is a great example. Threats include competition from fintechs, potential disintermediation, and regulatory changes that could cap interchange fees. Let's look at the recent price performance. Over the past week, Visa is down about 1.6%. Over the past month, down 2%. Over 3 months, basically flat. Over 6 months, down about 2%. But over the past year, it's down nearly 13%. That's a significant underperformance relative to the broader market. However, over the past 5 years, Visa is still up about 39%. So we've seen a pullback, but the long-term trend is still intact. The stock is currently trading around $322 per share. Now let's get into the valuation. This is where things get interesting. We ran a comprehensive reality check on Visa using a blended valuation approach. The primary model used is a price-to-book framework, but because Visa has a very low book value relative to its earnings power, that's typical for financial infrastructure companies, we also use a forward PE model as a supporting engine. The model confidence is high, and the sanity check passes. Here are the numbers. The fair value from the market snap blended model comes in at about $276.93 per share. The current price is around $317.32. That implies an upside potential of negative 12.7%, meaning the stock appears slightly overvalued based on this model. The 5-year implied CAGR is negative 2.7%. But here's the nuance. When you look at the supporting forward PE model, assuming a normalized multiple of 25x on 2026 earnings, you get a fair value closer to 372, well above the current price. The EV/EBITDA model, using a multiple of 23x, gives a fair value of about $323, which is right in line with where the stock trades. So there's a divergence. The blended headline suggests the stock is a bit rich, but the earnings-based models suggest it's fairly valued to slightly undervalued. What drives this valuation? First, the assumption that Visa can grow earnings at a mid-teens rate, supported by buybacks and volume growth. Second, the forward PE multiple of 25x is a slight premium to the industry average of 22.6x, justified by Visa's superior margins and network moat. Third, the share buyback trajectory is accelerating, with a projected CAR of negative 3% in shares outstanding, which boosts per share value. And fourth, the FCF conversion ratios are expected to remain above 100% of net income, which is typical for this asset-light business. So here's my take. Visa is a phenomenal business. The financials are pristine, the competitive advantages are durable, and the long-term growth story is intact. But the stock is not cheap. At 28x trailing earnings and a blended fair value that suggests limited upside, you're paying up for quality. The DOJ lawsuit and regulatory overhang are real risks, and they're likely to keep a lid on the multiple for the foreseeable future. That said, if you have a 5-year horizon, Visa's ability to compound earnings through buybacks and volume growth makes it a solid core holding. A $10,000 investment today, based on our base case projections, would be worth about $8,727 in 5 years. That's a negative real return, but only if the multiple compresses further. If sentiment improves and the multiple expands back toward 30x, the returns could be much better. The key risk to watch is the outcome of the DOJ case. If Visa settles or wins, the stock could re-rate significantly. If they lose and face structural changes, the downside could be meaningful. For now, I'd rate Visa a hold at these levels. Great business, but wait for a better entry point or a catalyst. What do you think about V? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.